From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Trinidad's opposition party again dismisses charges of voter padding from one of their former members. A low turnout of ACP leaders in Fiji threatens to scupper trade talks, and why Jamaican policemen could soon be stationed in London. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Trinidad and Tobago's opposition United National Congress is again dismissing charges by a former member that they tried voter padding tactics in the 2000 general elections when they were in power. The charges have been made again by Richard Bikram. They're not new, having been batted back and forth for more than a year and a half between the UNC and the People's National Movement, which is now in government. But Mr. Bikram is reviving the issue because he wants the PNM government to keep their promise of taking care of him financially. He's living in St. Vincent under what he says is a witness protection deal and faces eviction because he's not getting his rent money quickly enough. Mr. Bikram says he pleaded yesterday with the PNM government minister to ease his plight, but he began by telling me that the voter padding came out of a campaign strategy meeting by the UNC.
I went out into the field and got together, initiated the entire program. Also, I was responsible for designing the program to pad the seats.